Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 31 of the Save the Sam podcast. I hope you enjoyed last month's series all about being a Proverbs 31 mama. This month, we're going to talk all about having a healthy mentality while momming. Yes, I know momming isn't a real word, but I'm sure it's in the Urban Dictionary somewhere. And that's pretty much what we do from a day-to-day basis. Whether we work or don't work outside of the home or whatever our situation may be as mothers, it's a constant thing. So with that being said, this month we're going to talk about how to do that from a healthy place mentally in different aspects. So today's episode is all about realizing that you're not her and she's not you, getting out of the comparison trap. And this is so important for us to realize, because many times we can look across the street or look next door or look wherever and think that this mom has it all together just because her kids have their hair combed. Well, guess what? Usually when the hair is combed, there's mats underneath. I can tell you the truth about that because I do that all the time. Anyway, so today we're going to focus on that and how important it is for us to be ourselves, how important for us it is for us to fit in to our own mold in order for us to be the moms that God has called us to be. So I'm going to start off today with this quote that is so true from a well-known pastor, Stephen Furtick. And he says, "The reason why we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reel." That is so true, especially with social media being such a huge deal for us today. You get online and you see all these pictures of these perfect kids and this perfect mom, and she had her baby yesterday and now she's got a six pack and all these different things. And that's just not reality. We don't see what goes on behind the doors, or what has been the struggle to get them to that point. Or even that might not even be real at all. And that could just be what they're showing you. And it could be a nightmare at home. And the next week you might see them on the news. Who knows? So we have really got to adjust our thinking here when it comes to comparison. So as usual, we're going to have 5 points today about this topic. And then we'll end with a takeaway. So today's first point is talking about the dangers of comparison. Now, when thinking about comparison, sometimes we think it's natural to compare ourselves to other people. And yes, it is natural for us to look across the street and say, that looks nice. But it becomes dangerous when it leads to other things, like us not feeding our own environment or our own self and families, and because we're so busy looking across the street. So one of the points I wanted to point out is that comparison breeds ungratefulness. And not only does it breed ungratefulness, but it also feeds a seed of jealousy and envy. And when we feed those things, it causes us to put more energy into what we think we need or what we want or what we think is for us than what is actually for us. So we have to be very, very careful there. Comparison also devalues what we have. And that's not fair to our families if we are constantly saying, oh, Susie Mae has the best children or the best husband and they do everything just right. Well, what about what you have and what you can be pouring into what you have in front of you in your hand? Another thing is what I read on goalcast.com is that it steals progress. It makes it stall in what it is. So instead of moving forward in what we have, when we compare, it causes us to pause. And that's not good for anybody. Comparison is very, very anti-productive. So stay away from it, okay? These are the dangers. Comparison makes us ungrateful. Comparison makes us to stall in our progress. It devalues what we have, and who wants to do that? And it is anti-productive. All negative side effects. We don't need it, right? So let's move on to point number two. Wake up to your own reality. One reason why many of us consider comparing ourselves to other people is because we don't realize what we have, which kind of goes back to ungratefulness, but we don't realize what we have and what we've been created for, what God gave to us. And that is
it also plays into the danger zone, because when you don't know what you have, then anything looks good. But if we look into scripture in Psalm 139 and see where God says that we were created by him, you know, and he formed us from the inside of our mother's womb. And I'm going to read that to you. Psalm 139:13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." And I will continue on to 14. It says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." Guess what? You were made in your mother's womb. Only you were made in your mother's womb. There wasn't billions of people made in your mother's womb, which means that you were made at that time in your mother's womb for a purpose. A purpose. And Ephesians 2:10 says that purpose is to do good works. Your good works that were given to you, specifically to you. So you have to be aware of your uniqueness. And then we have to wake up and think, why am I not good enough? Why is what I have already not good enough? And that's something I would encourage you to even write down if this is a struggle for you, to really think this out. Why do I think what I have isn't good enough? What is making me feel like I need to compare what I have to what somebody else has? Or why do I feel like what someone else has is better than what I have? These are real questions you need to ask yourself in order to come every day to your life with a healthy mentality. And what does God say about who I am? Like we just read, you know, God said that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He made me uniquely for exactly what I have in front of me right now. So this is really, really important for us to nail down in order to start parenting and being wife and being everything that we are meant to be from a healthy mentality. The grass is not always greener on the other side, ladies. So stop looking over there. And if you will water your grass will be green too. So don't look across the street wondering why you don't have that. Look at your life and see what God has placed in your hands. And think about how you can view what you have in your hands differently. Now, moving on to point number three, and the most important in this aspect of healthy thinking in comparison, is count your blessings. So we're just kind of moving from point to point, and they're feeding into one another. So as you're waking up to the reality of what you have, count your blessings one by one by one, like they said back in the day. Gratefulness is the cure for discontentment. So if there is something you're saying, man, I wish I had that. Man, I wish I had that. Instead of saying that looks fine, but what I have is this, and this is what I can do with what I have. Or better yet, what am I not doing with what I have that I should be doing with what I have? These are really key questions to ask ourselves in order to get us on the right mental track for this kind of gratefulness and being mindful of our own uniqueness so that we're not comparing ourselves to other people. And we are always in a place of blessing. So unless you're dead, you're blessed, and God has something for you in the place that you are. So it is vital to remember that we are always blessed. So if we remember, hey, I'm always blessed, I just need to stop and think, what are those blessings that I'm missing that would cause me to look over at Susie May or, you know, whoever, to see what they have and think that I need what they have? Because what you have in front of you is exactly what you need for the season that you're in. And God doesn't make mistakes. So if we're in a season that looks like it's a season of lack, we need to get better at what we're thinking about what God has placed in front of us, because God doesn't waste our time and nothing he does in our lives is in vain. So we need to change our mindsets, which is usually what the problem is anyway. Changing our mindsets and making sure that we're thinking properly. So count your blessings. Point number four for this one is enjoy your many, many seasons. Ecclesiastes 3:1. And actually all of Ecclesiastes kind of points to this kind of thinking that there is a time for this, there is a time for that, a time for this and a time for that. However, we're going to just read Ecclesiastes 3:1 for this one. And it says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven," which means that even if you feel like you're in a season of lack, this time will also pass. This time will shift because time is constantly shifting, which means that if you are in a season that you're like, God, I wish I had this. God, I wish I had that. You need to stop for a minute because none of your seasons will be in vain. And eventually what you were meant to learn in this season that you think is a season of lack, you'll miss out on that if you're looking around at somebody else's season, right? Okay, so now that I've beat you up on that topic, enjoy your season. Ask God what he's trying to teach you in this season. This is one that is very, very hard because when we're in a season of complaining and we think we need to have this or have that or we've missed out on something, then it's much easier to say, God, why haven't you given me this? Instead of saying, God, what are you trying to teach me? So we have to think about that because the faster we get to what God is trying to teach us, the faster we move on to the season that we most likely are looking forward to already. So ask God, what are you trying to teach me, God, in this season? Because I can guarantee God is trying to teach you something in every single season. And if he's trying to train up your heart, you will miss the teaching lesson and your season will be extended because you ain't learning the lesson. So ask God what he's trying to teach you and get on that fast learning train, my friend. There is so much for you in this space and time. So don't neglect it by looking across the way at somebody else's season. And our final point of today is enjoy being you. There is only one of you. And while you may be comparing yourself to someone else, they may be comparing themselves to you. So it is a blessed thing to be who you are because you're uniquely made. And someone else is probably thinking the same thing that you're thinking. Oh man, they look so awesome. It seems like they have it all together. And while you're looking at them like, man, they seem like they have it all together. They've got this, they've got that. Well, guess what? The truth is both of us, both of you people, both of the parties have what they need because God is doing something special in both people at that very season, you know? So it is very important for us to understand that we need to get to know ourselves and celebrate who we are and the moms that we were meant to be and not be looking over at whoever. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't get inspiration from other people. I'm not saying that at all. However, you can only be the mom that you were made to be, and comparing yourself to another mom only stalls or withholds who you are and what you have from who you were meant to pour it into. So don't do that. And at the end of the day, you have to celebrate who you were created to be because there is something in you that needs to be let out for the world to see. And that can only happen when you realize that who you are in Christ is enough. All right, my friend, today's takeaway, being you is who you were meant to be. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that you've created each one of us unique. We thank you that you've given us a unique season, a unique time, a unique family, that everything we have is a blessing, and that you are going to give us what we need in due time to do what you've asked us to do and what you've called us to do. Lord, we ask a blessing over our families, Lord, and for clear and open minds so that we can have a healthy mentality as we do what you've called us to do in this season. We love you, God, and we praise you for everything that you've given to us and everything that you've called us to. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my friend, I'm excited that you are on this journey with me and that you will be joining me for the rest of this series in October, Healthy Mentality. It is really going to be great for us all together, and it's really going to be great for us to find our grounding as moms and to help us look at things from a healthy Christ-like perspective when we're parenting. And when
thanks
we're
for joining us today.
Being who we
be
need
sure to
be
check out
Christ.
More resources at
so
SaveTheSam.com.
Next week we're going to talk about
and follow us on
stride.
Social media.
So join me next week while we talk about that. Have an amazing day.